بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. In his famous history book, Tabari, and in other histories as well, it is said that when Imam Hussein was leaving Medina and he had made his decision to leave Medina, his brother Muhammad bin al-Hanafiyya approached him and tried his best also to advise the Imam. Why is he called Muhammad bin Hanafiyya and not Muhammad bin Ali, like al-Hasan ibn Ali or al-Hussein ibn Ali, although he's the brother of these two? Is because he's from a different mother. He is the son of Khawla. She is from the tribe of Banu Hanifa, and that's why he is referred to as Muhammad bin al-Hanafiyya, Muhammad the son of the Hanafi woman or Hanafi lady that is associated with the tribe of Banu Hanifa. So that's why they call him Muhammad bin Hanafiyya. Muhammad bin Hanafiyya is known for his fierceness, his valor on the battlefield, especially in Siffin. There's lots of interesting stories about his altruism on the battlefield. Now, there's controversy regarding Muhammad bin Hanafiyya after the death of Imam Ali alayhi salam, especially during the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There might be some controversy, there might be some difference of opinion amongst our historians, the Shia historian ulama that are out there, about why he didn't join Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and so on. But what is for sure is that he loves his brother Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and doesn't want harm to ever get close to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. That's why he approaches the Imam before the Imam has left Medina and speaks to him. He says to the Imam, "Listen, O Imam, I don't want you to go, or I advise you not to go to a specific place and reside in a specific place. Rather, go around in different places to and fro, and instead send your representatives to different parts of the Muslim Ummah so that they gather allegiance from the people for you." Look at what the situation is, brothers and sisters, how bad it's become, that the brother of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is telling him that, "Oh brother, I want you to go to different places and don't reside in a specific place." The son of the daughter of the Prophet is forced to go to and fro and not have a home. Why? Because his life is in danger. What has this ummah come to? So he says this to him, and he says, "If you do reside in a certain place, I fear for your life, I fear for bloodshed, O Imam Hussein alayhi salam." Imam Hussein alayhi salam maybe is 10, 12 years older than Muhammad bin al-Hanafiyya. There's a difference of opinion on when Muhammad was born. Some say during the first Khalifa's time, some say during the second Khalifa's time. There's a difference of opinion here. But he's around 45, maybe, or in that range, while the Imam, his age is about 56, 57 years old. So the Imam is hearing this from Muhammad bin al-Hanafiyya, and it's interesting how the Imam says, "Okay, now where do you think I should go towards, O Muhammad?" And Muhammad says, "I think you should go to Mecca. Go to Mecca, let things unfold a little bit, and see what the future of the people looks like. And then you can make the right decision, and I know you know that you know what decision to make, O Imam Hussein." So it's here that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, kind of, you feel, might cut off Muhammad bin Hanafiyya, or maybe Muhammad has said what he wanted to say. But it's interesting how the Imam, in his response, is as if he didn't even hear what Muhammad has to say, because once again of that lofty mission that Imam Hussein knows that he has to accomplish, and because he knows what the situation is like. So look at what the Imam says to Muhammad. The Imam says, "Oh my brother, if there is no safe haven and place of refuge for me, I will not give my allegiance to Yazid bin Muawiyah." So Muhammad is telling him, "I think you should go to Mecca, let things unfold, etc." But what's the answer that the Imam gives? The Imam says, talks about something else completely. He says, "I will not give my bay'ah to Yazid, even if there's no place for me to go to." Well, Muhammad knows you're not going to give your allegiance, even if you have no place to go. Why is the Imam continuously repeating this? We've seen this again and again and again by the Imam. The Imam knows of his mission. He's just letting history know what's going on. He wants history to know why Hussein did what he did, who Hussein was. Now it's interesting, this happens, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, when he hears these words from his brother, they say that tears begin rolling down his eyes. He's upset. It sounds as if Imam Hussein has nowhere to go. And that is the case. So the Imam sees this, and it's as if all of a sudden the Imam notices this, and he changes what he's talking about. First he's talking about his lofty goal. Even if there's nowhere for me to go, I will not give bay'ah to Yazid. But then look at how he changes his tone, he changes the way he's speaking and what he's speaking about. He says, "Oh my brother, Muhammad, may Allah reward you the best of rewards. Indeed you gave good advice and pointed to what is right. I have made my decision to depart for Mecca. Me, my brethren, sons of my brother, and my Shia, my followers, wa Shi'ati, have all prepared for this journey. Their affair is my affair, and their decision is mine. As for you, O Muhammad, you are not to come with me. You must stay in Medina and be my secret agent over them, over the zalimeen, over the oppressors, over the ones that are against me, while not withholding anything of the enemy's affairs from me." So you're going to notify me of whatever moves they make. This is what the Imam tells Muhammad bin Hanafiya according to history. So here the Imam changes the tone, changes what he's talking about, and tells Muhammad that thank you for your advice. This is actually what we're going to be doing. We're going to be going to Mecca and so on. So that lofty goal, he says it, then he moves on into this. Here the Imam turns towards the grave of the Prophet, and they say he goes towards the grave of the Prophet. And on the way to the grave of the Prophet, he starts reciting poetry. Famous lines from another poet. This is not the poetry of the Imam himself, but the message in this poetry is the exact same message that he's been repeating again and again. And that message, and the poetry goes like this. I'll just give you the gist of it. He says, "I am not afraid of the shepherds at daybreak and when I am ambushed." So these are lines of poetry from someone else regarding another issue, but the Imam is using them to get across what his ideology is, what his perspective of the situation is and what he's doing. "I am not afraid of the shepherds at daybreak and when I am ambushed." These things don't frighten me. "And they shouldn't call me by my name anymore if I give my hand in order to avoid the dangers that threaten my life." These lines of poetry he recites while he's going to the grave of the Prophet one more time. Maybe it's one of those accounts that we don't have. History has not recorded of what he said in this visit of the grave of the Prophet, maybe. But on the way there, he's repeating again, this is his slogan, that "I will not give my hand, even if it means my life, or else don't call me Hussein." One of those who overhears the Imam while he's reciting this poetry, he says, and history has recorded this, that when the Imam recited these lines of the poetry, I could tell that this isn't a normal journey he's embarking on. There is a lofty goal and a very magnificent mission that the Imam wants to accomplish. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.